Phoenix Down Radio is on the air. With your hosts, Klaus Nightbringer, Sir Timono, Seyo Mayo, and Luna Vaughn.
Welcome, everybody, to the first remote episode of Phoenix Down Radio. I am Klaus Nightbringer. We are coming to you live from the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got Luna.
Hi, guys.
We got
Hey, guys.
Sarah's back there somewhere.
Back behind the microphone.
Come on,
people,
man.
People making me get up.
Yeah, we're making you get up.
We're making him work. He's been drinking, I think, but...
Root beer.
What? You're in Vegas, man. What's going on?
Root beer is delicious. Fuck you.
You are correct.
Even more delicious.
I'm touching the alcohol either.
You are correct.
Right.
Root beer is delicious.
Right.
So, this is a new thing for us. Chili.
Right.
Get in. There we go. There we go.
There's a camera. Right.
Wonderful. So this is a brand new thing for us. Thank you for joining us. If you're with us, we're live right now, twitch.tv/PhoenixDownRadio. We're doing this unscripted. We just got out of an awesome concert from the Primals.
Mm-hmm.
Sokan and his band just rocked it with Koji on vocals. Oh my God,
that
you guys.
That was amazing.
It was great. We had a blast. We learned a lot about what's going on with the game. We got some previews into what's going on for the next expansion, Stormblood. I'm tired.
They had an entire thing about how they came up with the name. It was fascinating.
I know, but you have to remember, I have been up for about 36 hours now.
Why are you doing this to yourself?
Because I love you guys. That's
also,
why.
Also, don't call it Stormblood.
Stormblood.
No, Stormblood. Yes, Stormblood is not a thing. Stormblood, however, is the next expansion we're getting.
Oh. And it might not be a thing yet.
Yeah, but it's coming. If you checked out anything from social media about it, you kind of learned we're going to All Amigo, people. It's going to be a great time. We learned a little bit more about kind of where they're going with 3.45 with the Palace of the Dead. We learned a little bit about maybe what they want to do in 3.5, mm-hmm. a few things they're going to add. But a lot of it was just that hype for 4.0.
Yep.
Early summer 2017.
They learned their lesson when they said
yes,
spring 2015 or 16, was it?
It would be 15, but yeah. They technically hit the mark.
Now, are they going to take a three-week vacation again like they did before?
God, I hope not.
Well, I don't know. They've got more staff this time, and they've given themselves a little bit longer, so they might not have the...
Yeah, we'll have to see what
two
happens.
Two-week vacation.
How about they cut it back to a week and a half? You know, it depends. Let's see how good it was first.
Okay? I am all for work-life balance. It is a good thing.
Yes. You know what? That's all right. So... it's not just us here today. We've asked some other podcasters for their opinions, and we've got somebody sitting over there. We got some guys we want them to gather together
cute.
With
wait,
us.
Wait, what?
Together. Rubicon Vale and Yelta Sumasu from Gather Together. Say
what's
hi, guys.
Up?
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I know you guys are probably... this is one of your... you guys did a live show not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Through Twitch. You did it through the game, right?
Right.
Is this the first time a lot of people are seeing you... who you are?
I was on Highland Live.
Oh yes.
You know, previously we did a live show called Highland Live. We had quite a few episodes on that one. We changed the format, and so it didn't all work out. But at the time, yeah, we did some video stuff.
Yeah, so some people have seen
awesome.
Us.
Okay, so it's not the first time. I know it's so weird, though, when you end up doing this. Because you're used to being in the game. You're used to being your character. I mean, we're still our characters, but you know what? We're all having fun doing this together. Again, thank you for joining us on this.
Absolutely.
What were your thoughts on what we learned this week?
I don't know, man. It's just so much excitement and so much speculation, and so I just... now I want to go home and be like, I got to level everything to 60.
Yeah, because
like, go,
we're going to have to go to 70 now.
Yeah.
70 is the new level
70.
Cap. And we got a teaser for a new job. Or maybe we just learned that Yoshi likes Marvel comics.
He loves
sure.
comics.
He loves the Scarlet Witch.
I'm sure it is.
Has
so.
Nothing to do with this guy right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, nothing,
nothing
to do with
nothing to
nothing
do with,
nothing to do with
nothing.
That guy
nothing.
Right there. You know, nothing at all.
Nothing at all.
He's not very
all.
Good at hinting, is he?
No, I mean, he tried not to hint the Dark Knight, you know, Batman and... that didn't work.
Yeah.
No, I thought it was a really good show. I mean, they try to cram as much into it as possible, of course. And there's some things they can't say, obviously.
Yep.
But what they did do and what they did share with us was amazing. We got to see all kinds of stuff for 4.0 that I didn't think we would get to see.
Mm-hmm.
And the stuff about 3.4 was amazing, and what's coming up in the next patch. So yeah, I am very pleased with what they showed.
Now, did you guys make the 2014 Fan Fest?
We were here.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
They're spoiled. Yeah. They're spoiled. So let's do some comparisons then and now. What things do you think they did better? Besides everything.
I know, we're putting you on the spot.
Well, okay.
Here's a lot of pressure.
Definitely from the beginning, the registration was better.
Oh, my God.
Way better registration. Yes. So you what? Yeah, the lines, there was a line in the beginning.
Yep.
But that line moved quickly, and then if you even came late, you were able to get in and out of that line super fast.
Oh, it was so fast. I mean, okay, Luna, our friend Daltrea, and I, we arrived in Vegas Thursday morning about 5:30 a.m. So, you know, we hung around for a while. People started queuing.
We got to mention this was after a 28-hour drive.
28 to 30-hour drive from where we're at, Minnesota, you know.
I still can't feel my ass. I don't know about you, Klaus.
Still can't feel my ass either.
Oh, God.
That Minnesota drive is brutal but beautiful.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Right. Yelta here is actually from our neck of the woods.
Yep.
She understands the butt pain.
Yeah. She drove with her husband down. And
I thought I was the pain in your ass.
He's not wrong.
Then I decided to walk up and down the aisle just to, you know, tease people.
Right?
So we get in and we start queuing and... They kicked it. We weren't supposed to be in there. I don't know. We go in the champagne room is where they had the queue set up, and we weren't supposed to be in there. But here's the coolest thing they did. They brought us out in the order we were at. Okay.
You can't see Yelta's face.
I'm sorry, Yelta. I'm trying to do two things at once here.
I know you are, but you don't got to eat the mic.
She's a Lala.
Short. Yeah.
So they moved us in order to another area, another holding area, kept us in the same spot, and we were able to get through the line. It went super fast. Like you said, even people who came in late, just boom, 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 getting them through.
We were in and out of there 15 minutes once we actually got in.
And we had no line.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah, exactly.
Both and I walked in, scanned the thing, walked out.
Now let's talk about the amenities. The last time I was at the Rio, it was a small venue. Right. Sarah, you were at it as well.
Yeah.
So let's get your opinion in here. Ugh. Come on, man.
Oh, making me get up.
Yes, do the works. You know, you're here. Let's
so
do
the Rio.
Yes, it was a smaller venue. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now let's compare that to what we've got here at the Paris. This is a palace.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like it's been a lot less of an issue with just like even after an event when people are crowding out, you don't have not as tightly packed. People can actually get to places reasonably quickly.
Yeah. I talked to some people. There were about 3,000 people at the last Fan Fest. They increased that to 5,000 this year. So
it there still feels less packed.
That's good. And the hall that we had this in, huge.
Yeah, massive.
Compare that to the hall they had at the Rio. How was
pretty,
it?
Pretty cramped. The other one was pretty cramped, and I don't think it was laid out as nicely. I think this one was laid out.
Yeah.
There's more traffic flow.
Yeah.
The merch line still sucked, but we'll cover that later.
We'll talk about the merch line in a bit.
That was like the one part of like. But yeah, no, traffic flow definitely was something it seemed like they considered a lot more.
Luna and I have a lovely story about that merch line, so we'll get to that in a little bit.
Mm. I'm pretty sure everyone has merch line stories at this point.
Someone called it, I'm sure I saw a thread on a thread on Reddit saying that like merch line was like savage.
Yeah,
no. I thought it was more like salvage to try and get anything you could.
Oh, but God. Why are you bringing that up? That's giving me flashbacks. More salvage droplets.
So let's talk about what we actually got to do there. The events. The side quests, so to speak. How was that for you guys?
Side quests was fun. They made it simpler than 2014. 2014 had a lot of different things that you had to do, or you didn't get the prizes at the end of it. Where this one lets you pick and choose what you wanted to do. They gave you the stamps for it, and you could complete it without doing half the stuff if you wanted to. They gave you more free time to do other things if you wanted.
If you wanted to do the other events, you did have that option, but you didn't feel like, well, I can't do the stuff I want because I have to get in another run at this event to get another stamp.
Plus, you got credit win or lose.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You got more credit for a win, but you got credit if you lost as well. Just for doing the event, you got a stamp, and you just had to do it a little more often. But I thought it was interesting that the content they gave us to play, they had a battle roulette where you had a random chance at some trial.
Some of the trial variations were kind of entertaining.
Yeah. Oh, there were some real interesting combinations. We can maybe go over that another time. Then we had the feast, a number of PvP setups, 4v4. Then we had, instead of a battle challenge, we had a 24-man alliance challenge.
Which was amazing.
Who wants to talk about that?
We've
got another podcast.
Here, let's move this out of here.
I went to go get the most ridiculous drink I could find before coming over here.
He's wearing it around his neck, people.
It's so heavy.
Gladys from A Maelstrom Radio, yes. Thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. How's it going, guys?
You other guys, come in too. Come on, introduce yourselves. Come say hi.
Come on.
How's it going?
Hey. Hi, I'm Bell Dandy with Gather Together.
Bell Dandy, I hear so much about you from on their podcast. It's a pleasure to meet you. It is so awesome to meet you.
I love you guys' podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you so much. You get over here. I'm gonna admit I'm a bad right now. I cannot remember your name, and I'm
Shen.
Shen, I'm sorry. Yeah. Remember,
naughty.
Long time.
It's not the first time.
So, let's talk about that 24-man challenge.
Sure.
What did we get?
We got Proto Ultima.
Proto Ultima. Now, it's the guy you've seen floating around Azis La during the hyperconductive weather, and you fight these fates that pop up, and you get the Proto Ultima arm, and you get the horns.
Yeah.
We get to fight the guy. Now, that was an amazing fight, I thought.
Yes.
Well done. Our party actually died the first time we got into it.
Oh, wow.
Get this. We had one healer, and they kept running into the AoEs.
Oh, that's not what you're supposed to do.
I know. We tried to tell them, don't run into it. Run away. You need to stay alive to keep us alive.
The orange circles, they didn't change that. The sad thing is,
I didn't realize you could change jobs before going in there. Oh, no. Otherwise, I would have scholared it up and saved your asses.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
is that why we had one healer?
Yeah, probably.
Probably they changed off of it. But it's cool that there was no actual restriction on what you had to run. You could run whatever. I mean, if you wanted to go 8 DPS, you really could. But the fight itself, there were a lot of throwbacks to the original Ultima fights in the Praetorium. They had the bits. They had all the lasers. They had the meteors coming down.
The line AoEs.
Then they added some new things. They had the dreadnoughts. They brought the dreadnoughts from Azis La into the fight. The Magitek bits not only shot out lasers, they also shot out circular AoEs.
Right, yeah.
They shot out coronal AoEs in some of them.
Yep.
It was just an amazing fight. If you had a group that could get it done, it was so much fun.
Yes, it was a lot of fun. We got it done. 30 seconds?
As your healer, I was not as fun.
our group did not want to stay
Luna,
alive.
Luna, do you concur with that statement?
You made your swift cast.
Well, okay, so we played on a PS4 for the first time. My first time ever playing on PS4.
Oh, yeah.
I'm PC Master Race. I don't know about y'all, but
PC Master Race.
The alliance leaders that we had for one of the groups that we ran through, they actually got us locked out.
Yeah.
Wow.
We had to move from PCs to PS4s to get through it. So.
Wow.
After we got our hotbot, all said nice.
Yeah, and we had to redo all of that. I mean, that was the cool part. They gave us about 5 minutes to go ahead and set up your hotbar so the way you remember them, so you can kind of work with what you're used to for the most part. I mean, but we had one person in the second group that we tried to run that almost got us locked out again.
Yeah.
We were
To get that hotbar perfect.
We were 23 of 24, and they just were not going. We failed out twice.
You just can't get it perfect.
I just slapped all that crap on there best as I could remember.
That's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
If you're so terrible, that one thing being slightly out of place is going to kill your performance that badly. If you are that non-resilient to a slight change.
Yeah.
No, and this isn't EX either.
No, this wasn't that bad.
The only issue I had was not that one, but I had a trial roulette where someone had somehow switched the L2 button to the left thing and the also the left hand on the other side. So like,
and they didn't change it back for you, did they? They didn't reset it.
I was pressing L2. Was like,
I first thing I did is reset my keyboards to default.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Default.
They're supposed to do that, but sometimes they did forget it. Basically, what we're getting to, I mean, they did this type of thing with all the different challenges. If you get an opportunity to come to a Final Fantasy XIV live event, I strongly recommend it. This was Luna and my first time.
Same.
Your first time. A lot of these people have been to multiple events. It is just a blast. They had some pretty good volunteers that they worked with. You're laughing.
No, they were great volunteers.
This one, I have some...
I missed something.
But let's try and be somewhat nice about this.
Do we have to? Really?
We don't have
no,
to.
No, we're going to get rid of that Minnesota bullshit nice crap right now.
Luna's been drinking, folks.
No.
Don't you, this way.
You betcha! You betcha!
Whoa. I think we just deafened all of our listeners.
Cool, good. But no, like, you were saying earlier about people stamping. They literally were like, fuck it, and they stamped every single
That's
one of them. That was bullshit. There were people that didn't care about the game running the things, and that really pissed me off.
From what I understand, in the past they actually had volunteers.
I was one of them.
Yep, Sarah was a volunteer. From the community that would help out on some of these things, help to direct lines, cues.
That said, to be fair, the year I was a volunteer, like, over half of them flaked out by the end of the fest.
Which is why they ended up hiring a group to help out with this. But this group that they hired, they weren't gamers. They weren't like us. They didn't have a stake in what's going on here.
No.
So I think that's where some of the disconnect happened with these things. But there were some wonderful people that we did get that really cared that what they were doing. And I think that the community team that was here, we had Aya and Shannon and Matt, and everybody who was running the events, I thought the actual SE guys did a great job. They cared. They wanted to make sure things were working. They helped us out. They made it go. So I want to give them a big shout out and a big thumbs up because you, the real MVP, yo.
Yeah, thank you guys so damn much.
Yep. This is the first thing that I actually got to experience for Final Fantasy XIV. It was an amazing experience for me.
It honestly was. Putting faces to people that I've talked to so much on YouTube. Well, not YouTube. What the fuck?
People on YouTube. Yeah. We got bigger problems.
Yeah. Right? I know.
Yeah, let's
but
talk
the
about
people
community
on
aspect.
Twitter.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I've guest hosted for you guys. Yeah. And
all the
I've
community
watched
people
you guys
I met on Tinder. I finally got to meet.
All those. I swipe right, guys. I swipe right for all the people.
Okay, this is taking a really odd turn.
Welcome to Phoenix Sound Radio.
After Dark.
This is After Dark. Yeah. Technically, this is an After Dark show.
Yes, this is in, but remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Here we go.
Okay, you guys, you have to promise me you're not going to share any of this.
I believe my husband is watching this. This might be bad.
Hi, husbando.
Hi, honey.
My husband.
But no, let's talk about the community. I am in love with you guys. I have really been
a
huge...
How soon have your babies?
Oh, okay.
No, I'm not going to go that far. It's physically impossible for one.
Not with that attitude.
He's like, the science isn't there yet, but the thought is there.
The body is willing, but the... Yeah. Oh, anyway.
My mind's telling me no.
Okay.
But my body
I'm losing control.
Dear Twitch, please do not copyright.
We might be in... No, anyway. So, like I said, you guys are the reason we're doing this. Getting to actually meet you in person, like I said, I've been huge fans of a lot of your guys' work and a lot of the other people we've met here. I met so many other community members, but being able to meet you guys face to face, this is what makes me want to do this for you guys, because we've gotten so much good feedback on what we're doing here. It makes me want to do it great for the people who are watching right now live, the people who are going to be listening to this clusterfuck on the podcast.
we're sorry now about the audio quality.
I'm apologizing right now. I hope this isn't terrible. I'm going to do my best to make it listenable. But like I said, this is our first foray into an on-site type of thing. So, yeah. Words are failing. So, community. Who's the... Just meeting everybody. Meeting the dev team. Meeting the community team. Meeting the community people who are doing this stuff. What do you guys think of all of this? I want your guys' thoughts.
Completely overwhelmed. I don't know how many people were like tweeting, "Where are you, Yelta? I want to meet you, Yelta." And then they walk up, and I'd be like, "Oh my God!" And there's a face to that name, that Twitter handle. Yeah, yeah.
Get in there so people can see you, see the lovely Yelta. Flatus, you're new like us.
Yes.
How do you feel on all of this?
I will say this, and this goes out to everybody that's watching right now, and everybody that'll watch this, listen to this later, and just know one thing, that the dev team, like, they love the community, and they love this game. Like, I've watched other, like, live shows from other games, and they have passion, but these guys will write down your suggestions, like, and legit will show up in game. They're passionate about what you feel. You feel it from them, like, they are, it's not like, you know, they're on stage and like, yes, feed us your, like, give you, grow our ego. It's totally the opposite. It's like,
totally.
You know, we love you guys.
I got a story on that, but Sarah, you wanted to interject.
Yeah, I actually wanted to throw in on that, like, just even in the hallways, running into random dev team members, they're handless, having to push along, because they'll be like, oh yeah, I'll sign another thing, I'll stare up. I, first night here.
Humble brag time.
Humble brag.
This is a humble brag time.
A little bit. It was awesome.
Morning brag, brag. Go ahead.
But I went down to guest services to get earplugs. I was like wrapped up in a blanket with bare feet. And Yoshi P walks by and he's taking pictures with people. And he let me take a selfie with him. Even though I was like wrapped in a blanket with bare feet. He's like, no, yeah, sure. No, handless pushing along. Okay, he goes 5 feet. Starts talking to another group of people. Like, you can tell they love it.
Yes. Yeah. Foxclaw in the same way.
Oh, yeah.
Soken. Oh, I got to meet Soken a couple of times.
I actually got a picture with Koji.
Koji.
And he's like, I can't stop, but come on. Come get a picture with me. And it was so awesome.
Koji went over his time earlier. He was in line getting autographs. They were like, you got to go. And
he's
like,
no. Yeah, I got in on that one. He signed my Heavensward OST.
I'm so awesome. Jealous.
Yes. So that's my humble brag. Sorry, guys. But no, that's the type of stuff that they do because they love the community. They love the feeling they get from us. And we love that the support we get from them and the game. This is what makes me want to keep going back to this game. I can't wait to get home and play.
Yeah. I think it's like you have people who are making these games who are the people who grew up playing them and loving them or passed around, and now they get to be the ones making them. And like, they know that thrill. They had that thrill themselves. They love seeing it in other people.
It's great. I love it. So let's, of the people in the community, who are some of the fun ones that you got to meet now?
All of them?
Yeah. cool.
I think, thanks. First of all, you guys. Like, we fought, I think, all day. Like, where are you? We were on opposite ends of the building at all times. We're like, hey, where are you guys? We're over here. Okay, we go over there. No, we're over here now. But eventually, we finally got to meet up, and then we couldn't stop finding you guys.
Yeah, we kept running into everybody. We'd find Ruby. We'd find Yelta. It's like, hi, guys. We'll see you in a bit.
It was
Five minutes later, hi, guys.
It was so weird because, like, I didn't know what... Well, I kind of knew.
Yeah.
I didn't know what Yelta looked like. And I'm, like, tweeting out. I'm like, I need hugs. Now. Come hug me. And then I saw Ruby. I didn't realize it was Ruby at first, to be perfectly honest. And then he's like, I'm like, the little foot lift doesn't.
But no,
you can't see the foot, but the foot's up.
It's up. It's up.
Can I also say that when you get a group of podcasts together and go to sushi, they can kill about 20 plates.
Okay, can we talk about that for a minute?
Yes, we went a lot farther than I anticipated, and I'm sorry. How many times do I have to apologize?
It's okay. We got our Uber back.
The term is death march. It was worth it.
Oh, no, yeah, we didn't death march.
It was so good.
What are you talking about? I ate mochi and grew back.
Yeah, right?
But no, our group had just inhaled plate after plate after plate of sushi. We sat down. It was late, but they kept giving it.
Honestly, the best thing that I did was say to the waiter, surprise me. Next thing I know, she's bringing out like 6 plates.
Oh, were you surprised?
Surprise!
There we go then.
But it was a lot of fun hanging out with you guys afterwards. I met the LBR crew. They are so chill. Yeah. I mean, they are so supportive. You know what? They do a great podcast. They do their thing. They love to play their characters, but they deep down are awesome people. And I hope if they're watching and listening to this, thank you so much for all the support that you're giving people like us, because you guys are the reason we're doing this.
Yeah.
So shout out to Aniro and Callie and Kahlo and Juxta and Nika, all of you guys. Kuki, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Escalia.
Yeah. I'm so used to calling her Callie because she's amazing.
But even
and a close friend, I would like to think of.
But even other people. Yeah. I mean, we met up with the Blue Garter people. Sonoma, I love you, honey. You are my bae right now.
Sonoma, you are amazing. Ephes.
Samus. Above male.
Samus is the best.
Ephes was fantastic.
Ephes.
Sly Fox.
He's still here.
I still feel bad.
I'm going to tell you this on the stream right now.
Such good hugs.
He wants to help. He wants to get with us and you and work at something with Anonymous.
That's amazing.
He wants to get with us as well. Yes. Yeah, like
speaking of Samus, Rageborn.
Get in here, buddy.
Get in here.
Are we live right now?
Yeah, we are live.
Hey, stream.
Hey, Samus, the evolved male.
Your girlfriend's favorite streamer.
he just made this podcast so much hotter.
Woo! If you don't have a girlfriend, you will, or a boyfriend, or whatever it is.
He doesn't care.
Trevor, away you go.
It's all good.
I'm lovely to everyone. Just ask Ruby.
So Samus, what do you think about the experience?
It's awesome. It's good to put faces to names. Like, to me, that's the most important thing of coming out. And voices, too. Now, obviously, voices.
Right?
So, you know, the news and everything, personally, I can find that online. I can go home and Google it.
Yep.
To see it in live is okay, too.
Yep.
But really, it's just getting to meet people and see.
Absolutely.
What was your favorite thing here?
Overall.
I guess everyone's already said concert. Everyone's already said the trailer.
Yeah, the beginning.
The keynote. So I guess hanging out with people here, that's not a bad way to end the weekend.
No,
I mean,
not at all.
That was a great vacation for me, getting to meet you guys and just the support that you're giving to everybody, not just, you know, the people you already know, but the people that you're meeting. You and I sat down for a good 20 minutes and just talked, and that was amazing, and I thank you for that. And we are going to get you on here. We're going to talk pug life. This man, he is pug life for life.
Oh.
Yeah, don't do it if you have no patience.
Yeah.
And if you suck at your job, just don't even, just go back to crafting or something.
Ow.
Hey,
we suck at crafters too.
Yeah, and if you're bad at crafting, then I don't know what the fuck.
Samus, keeping it real.
Gathering.
All right. Gathering together.
Someone's got to get fish.
Yeah, your retainers.
Yeah. By the way, fish is really selling real good on the market right now, guys, because of fish tanks. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, fish tanks, exactly.
Yeah. Also, even the
fans live from fan.
What is that?
Even the fine sand sells pretty well.
That's true.
Now everyone's going onto their servers. They're looking for that shit. It's like,
yeah, I want to make tempered glass.
It's like, wait, it's listed by him. What the fuck? He listed that shit.
It's like, he doesn't fish.
You know, I don't fish.
Oh. But then it's Chili making all the gill now.
Hey.
Don't buy his shit. He just sold you on that.
Yeah, watch out for Chili. He's trying to make all the gill right now, guys.
I'll feed my Lala addiction.
We still love Chili. So. Okay, so we've been going now for about half an hour. We're gonna keep this one nice and short. You know, we've had a full weekend. I really want to thank all of you for your time, for your support, for being awesome, and for showing up today. I really appreciate that. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
No, thank you, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
And thank you, Big Sam.
Thank you guys so much.
And we're going to come back, you know, on our next episode. We are going to cover maybe a more in-depth summary of what happened here and the news that between now and then. So please look forward to it.
Can I sing the Sophia song?
No.
Can you bring Equilibrium?
Okay. Chili, what? I want to say something.
That's hard. I'm pretty big. I just want to say thank you to all the wonderful people I have met at FanFest. I know I'm a foreigner in this land, and I've got no idea what I'm doing or where I'm going or what I've been doing. But as everyone here is drunk, that's pretty much everyone else anyway. So I want to say thank you to everyone who's been here. Thank you for even just putting up with me. And thank you, Klaus.
Chili.
Thank you, Luna.
It has been a pleasure.
I hug. You know that.
Oh, damn it. And thank you, Sam.
You know what?
Thank you, Trevor.
Yeah. So, Chili, You are an amazing person. Let's get in here. Come on. Don't be scared. You are an amazing person. You helped us get here.
Yep.
If it weren't for you, we probably wouldn't have met these wonderful people. So from the bottom of my heart, and Luna, and Sarah.
And Samus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you thank so you. Incredibly much, Chili.
I would clap my hands and I'm holding this, so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Thank you for letting right. me. Thank you for the awesome podcast.
All right, so let shout outs.
Oh.
Okay, this is probably going to take about that next half hour. So shout outs. Who wants to start? Come on. Shout it out.
Sorry, come on.
You do it.
No, you come
I
in.
I do it every week.
I do. Okay. She's like, this is not
no, my I only spot. Know the, you don't have to go.
She was on the other side.
Stay here. That's the only part I remember. No, come to the website, gtffxiv.com.
That's right. Absolutely. Follow us on Twitter, gtffxiv. You can follow me at Rubicon Vale, RubiconVale.
And you can follow me, Yelta, on Twitter, also YeltaSumasu.
And thank you to this whole community. Thank you guys for doing this tonight. Thank you, all you guys, for all that you do. And all the other podcasters, all the other community people, all the free companies, everybody that got in on this thing. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
Amazing.
The energy was just so real. What I love the most is that there was no like preconceived notions of, if we had one anyway, of people. It broke them because people were real. People had real hearts. Joe Never just grabbed me out at one point and gave me the biggest hug.
Oh, he is amazing.
Amazing guy. And from so many others, the same stuff. I know you had the same thing happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, many people.
From so many fans and stuff. And so we're just so thankful to be part of the community and to do more with the community. So hopefully we gather together again real soon.
Yes. I want to work with you guys quite a bit in the future. Absolutely. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Give me a hug. Give me a hug, man.
Bring it in, man. Bring it in.
You're local, so.
I'm local. Hug you. I'll hug you back in Minnesota again.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you again for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Gladyshin.
And congratulations to Ruby.
Hold on.
1 second.
Hold on,
Putting
Ruby.
Putting
it back on, then. Ruby, tell us what happened this week.
So I get to humble brag?
Yes. You get to humble brag now.
Yes.
Oh, so I'll tell a short, long story. See this shirt right here? I beat Titan in 2013, PAX Prime, when they unveiled the game. 2.0 was unveiled. In line at that, I met a young lady by the name of Cinnamon Riesling, who you've heard if you listen to the Gather Together podcast. Through that meeting, we had an amazing time, and we stayed together for the last 3 years from that, off and on, where we would go back and forth. She moved in with me, yada, yada, yada. And I asked her to marry me this weekend, and she said yes.
Yay!
So, ladies and gentlemen, I'm off the market. I'm so sorry.
He's just eye candy now.
Thank you. You can look, but you can't touch.
How does she feel about open relationships?
I'll have to ask her about that, maybe after a few of these daiquiris.
Yeah, there's a reason why it's called that.
But thank you, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Congratulations again.
Love the new crown. Now.
All right, let me. All right, I'm going to take this off for hugs, because this thing's still getting away. I'm going to put it over.
All right. Okay, shout outs. Give us some shout-outs. Tell us about yourselves. Tell us.
All right. I'm Flatus. This is Shin. And my other co-host, who couldn't be here because he had to work for JetBlue. He works for JetBlue. Got me the cheap flight ticket out here. Thank you so much, Carrie. We are Maelstrom Radio. We are the new kids on the block. We are up and coming. Shout-out to Chenin. She continuously watched us. She had no time to like actually talk in our chat, but she would watch every one of our episodes. A shout out to what you're watching right now, Phoenix Town Radio. These guys are amazing. We consider ourselves experimental comedy Mondays. We have a good sense of humor about not only this community, the game itself, ourselves. We take ourselves very lightly. We're the most laid back guys you could probably meet. And I'm a little drunk from the giant Eiffel Tower. If you've not seen me drink this thing, so it's $18. It was great. So thank you all so much, and thank you, the Final Fantasy XIV community. Oh, hi! No, come here! Because we're thanking people.
Oh.
We need to thank this person. This lovely lady.
Is there chocolate in my teeth?
No, you're good. No. She is one of the reasons why we had such an amazing time this weekend. Aya. Aya, we love you.
Hi. Thank you. I love you guys too.
Thank you. Yay. Looks like she's been celebrating a little bit.
I want to know where she got chocolate.
It's a secret. Secret chocolate?
Yeah.
Secret chocolate. No, I'm just kidding.
She's like, Yoshi P special stash of chocolate.
He just gave it to us and just like, hey, yo, I got all this chocolate for y'all.
Yoshi chocolate.
But no, we thank you for stopping by.
Oh, man.
Thank you for the interview with you and Shannon. I mean,
Shannon!
Well, while she's maybe, I don't know.
Get over here, honey.
Shannon, oh my God.
Another reason.
Over here.
Another reason.
Yes.
Hey. I love you, Shannon.
Hi, guys.
Thank you so much for this wonderful weekend. We had an absolute blast. You guys just rocked it. You kept things going. Oh, so Ken.
So Ken.
We had a drive-by So Ken.
Number one primal. So Ken.
Sorry.
There's asthma. Thank you, staff.
As you can see, we have a lot of the staff and the development team walking behind us. This is just fortuitous. Again,
we just came out of our toast.
Yeah.
I know, we saw the bottle. I was like, do I mention that? Or is that the chocolate?
That's a red.
She's like, lovely. Oh, really?
Yeah. Is it tasty,
it
too?
Was, actually, it was confetti gun. It was a Naruto Stars crop, but it was a confetti gun, and we let it off at the end of the
Nice. Okay. Very nice. So, again, we want to thank the community team for all of their hard work. We have two more lovely ladies who joined us on a previous episode. Get in here. We're getting joined by more and more, so we're going to keep going.
Internet.
Hello.
We have the lovely Remix Sakura and Emmy. You might remember them from episode 27 when they joined us from Musecast XIV. So, what was your thoughts on what happened this weekend?
I have a billion of them. I have many, many thoughts.
Give us a few of them. Can you put some of them to words for us, for the people watching, for the podcast listeners later on?
Well, this is the first time that I came here as a podcaster. So I got to meet other podcasters, streamers, content creators, which has been awesome on many different levels. And we also got to talk to role players and people that follow us and that listen to us. And it's very motivating. When you feel like there are people that listen to you and count on you to release that next episode and release it at a high quality is exciting and motivating. You're like, this is not just for me and a few people, it's for everybody. You don't realize how many people are on your side. And you're like,
You may hate us because the quality of this one might not be up to your standards. So
that's all right. Don't like,
but we're just having a blast. It was an honor meeting you finally. Thank you so much for your support, for just being awesome people.
Thank you.
Please give some shout outs. Shout out to your podcast. Shout outs to people you want to talk
shout
about.
Shout outs to whoever's watching this right now.
Yes.
For that matter.
We have a lot of people. Unfortunately, my eyes aren't good enough to read the chat, so I apologize for that. But maybe Flatus will be able to tell us what's going on.
Yeah.
Of course, shout out to everybody that we met at FanFest.
Oh my God.
And to everybody we interviewed. It was great just meeting all these people.
You met and interviewed role players, that
yes,
correct?
Yes, we did.
And
yes.
You're gonna incorporate it into an upcoming episode?
Yes.
We actually have 3 episodes worth of just FanFest content.
Yeah. By the way.
Yes. We have confirmed who's going to be on there, I believe.
We have big name, important people that we are interviewing.
Wonderful. So,
and you will know about them very, very soon, within 24 hours. They're what can we tease?
I don't know.
They are people of the lore community.
Ooh. Yes.
Let's just say that. Ooh. People that work here.
Oh, you're getting Sarah?
No, they're more famous than Sarah, sorry to say.
Matt, would we be able to get bring you in? We're seeing if we can get Mr. Bayonne himself walking by. We're seeing if he maybe stop in and give us a couple of words, possibly.
But meanwhile, we're trying to find Mr. Pitcat.
What? Oh,
what?
In the back.
Okay. Well, anyway, Matt Hilton.
Mr. Bayonne.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt, I want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. We're live right now, so thank you for doing a wonderful job.
Hold on.
Can we get just a couple of words from you quick? I know you're tired, and I appreciate all of this. Matt Bayonne, Matt Hilton, thank you for doing such a wonderful job this weekend.
Thank you for having me.
We had a great time. This is our first time. Sarah was
awesome.
But yes, we had a wonderful time. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
And I'm going
to be crying. You're amazing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Like you that make this community great, and we love you guys so much for it.
Yep.
The spa opens up at like 6, and it's free for you if you stay at the
hotel. Right?
All right, guys.
All right, good night. Thank you.
Have a good night, guys.
I'm wondering if we'd be able to get super lucky. And
Yoshi,
we are live. Can we get a shout out?
Yoshi P.
Yoshida-san. Foxhouse-san. Thank you. We love you guys. We love you guys. Oh my God. I just fangirled. Everybody watching. I hope you saw some of that. I apologize if you didn't.
I just fist bumped Yoshi P.
I'm shaking here. Guys, that was amazing.
That was Yoshi and
Foxconn. This was the perfect location. Your shout outs were rudely interrupted. Did you have anything else you wanted to shout?
Yes.
Shout out to the fat cat.
Yes.
Fat cat.
Anybody who has a fat cat.
Yes.
Well, mine's at home. His name's Pig. So.
Sorry.
Wait. One thing. If you go to maelstromradio.com, we have a LOLFL name generator. You may get names like Beef Thick Neck and Large Ham Beef. So,
those are not lore appropriate.
They are totally lore appropriate. What are you talking about? You never talked
about it.
We have
lore.
Yeah. LOLFL names are the best thing ever on maelstromradio.com. Right? Besides our show.
But we love you anyway. No matter how inappropriate you may be, we still love you.
Yeah, we advertise like a shameless whore.
Yep. And we love you for your lore, for your role playing. Thank you so much for putting on a high quality podcast.
Thank you
for joining us.
Yes.
Pleasure to meet you.
So, for shout outs, thank you for all the people that we met at FanFest, all the people that we interviewed, and every role player ever, basically.
This is good.
And also, shout out to Koji Fox, who was nice enough to take a photo with me when I was wearing my Moverb t-shirt.
And he
talked about the roleplay status with me. And he did a storm salute with me. So, also shout out to all the Maelstrom people.
Maelstrom. The sea swallows all.
The sea swallows all.
Come on, Immortal
Flames
are the best.
No, Maelstrom Radio! Immortal Flames are the best!
Did we lose Samus, or is he still back there? What's that?
I'm not sure.
We may have lost the Samus. I was hoping to get some shout-outs from him.
Yeah, he went to go get food.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, understandable, then. Understandable.
Food was required. I absolutely understand that. Chili, shout-outs.
A shout-out to Maelstrom.
Oh, hey.
A shout-out to everyone that's here, actually.
Hey.
A shout-out to... And a shout-out to Phoenix Down Radio. And a shout-out to Moogle Go Round, because, you know, I'm here.
I'll eventually... Chili, we love you. We'll eventually get the new Moogle Ground up FanFest content priority.
Yeah.
Luna, shout outs.
I'm going to cry. I want to thank everyone who is here from the bottom of my heart. We wouldn't be here without you guys. Exactly. Like, we had to eat hot peppers to do it.
Yep.
And it was worth it. At this point, the gut rot and the butt flare was extreme. It was worth it, though. And this community is so great. I feel like you guys are all my family. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Oh, you're crying.
Here come the tears.
Group hug. Group hug.
Group hug. Group hug. Ruby, yell to group hug.
Group hug.
Rush the bridge, man.
All right.
Honestly, this community is so tight, and we are so close.
And we love you.
And we love every single one of you guys. Everyone who is watching, everyone who is here, thank you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And thank you so, so much. And please, keep being with us. Because we're only going to go up from here.
Exactly.
God damn it. Yeah.
Well said.
Also, shout out to Daltrey.
Yes, shout out to my friend Daltreya who joined us. Come out here. Rael Arkash, my friend from work. He joined us on this this escapade. Kept Luna and I somewhat sane on the drive.
I don't believe so. I think you kept me sane. No, I enjoy insanity. Never mind.
Yeah, right.
Thank you for coming up, Sarah.
Oh, wonderful to have you out.
Sarah, shout outs.
I'm tired. Shout outs are hard. You're probably all good people except the one of you who sucks. You know who you are.
Sorry, Klaus.
I was pointing at the camera, not at Klaus. Klaus knows he sucks.
No,
yeah, like, you're good people. This was good. I am just super drained because there was a lot of energy going into all of this. And the spa closed like 3 hours ago.
Yep, so we're going to
get... There's a spa. It's great.
Actually, it was. I tried it. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here. Thank you for... Good to meet you, finally. We've been friends for 3 years now.
Something like... Holy crap.
Yeah. Right? Since 2.0 started.
Right.
I finally get to put the face to that name. You are a sweetheart. Thank you. Thank you for being here.
It was a great time.
Us. All right.
I am just exhausted.
Go have a seat, my friend.
Woo!
All right. And now it's my turn for some shout-outs. I want to shout-out to everybody watching. Thank you so much. I want to shout-out to the entire community that we met today and this weekend. You guys are amazing. It was a blast. I want to thank you all for your support, for your energy, your exuberance. It was amazing. I had so much fun. Shout outs to the development team who creates this wonderful game and the community team that pumps it up and supports us. Shout out to my co-hosts, Luna, Sarah, to Chili, to the absent Sayo. Shout out to you, buddy. It was great to meet you as well.
Yeah.
I know you haven't been feeling well. Shout out to everybody from the free company that I met, Frank, and I'm sorry. Thank you. Shout out to Hyperion. Oh, Ray. Shout out to Lady. Shout out to Hyperion.
Yeah.
Everybody who was here from Hyperion, shout out to you. You guys are amazing.
You guys are awesome. Everyone from Luna's Lounge that I met, I am so happy I met you guys face to face. Like, you guys have been my friends for the past few months, and I am so happy to have met you guys.
Yep. And most importantly, I want to, like I said, I kind of started with it, but shout out to everybody who is listening, who's watching us live, and who's been with us since the beginning. Thank you. We're going to keep going up. We're going to keep improving. And like I said, this might not be the greatest quality podcast, but this one has the most heart, the most feeling, and this one is the absolute truth. So thank you, thank you, thank you. So for all of my wonderful guests that showed up today. For all the guests. For my host, co-host, Luna. What's that?
Everyone, please, please look forward to it. I'll be together. Forward to it. 1, 2, 3.
Please look forward to it!
For my co-host, Luna Vox, for Sarah Tomono, for Chili, I am Klaus Nightbringer, wishing you all a wonderful evening. Thank you for joining us. Take care.
Phoenix Down Radio is a production of PhoenixDownRadio.com and Illusion Productions. Fantasy 14 and Eorzea are trademarks of Square Enix. In-game content for Phoenix Down Radio is a copyright of Square Enix. Open to music for Phoenix Down Radio is provided by Guilty Gear Rocky. Check out the Metal Chocobo theme cover and many other music videos at youtube.com/GuiltyGearRocky. Closing music for this episode is provided by GuitarWanker90. Please check out their full version of Matoya's Cave and other rock video game covers at youtube.com/GuitarWanker90. The views and opinions expressed in this episode are those of Phoenix Down Radio and its hosts and do not reflect the views of Square Enix.